Day Health with Dr. Kent, 1-888-55-DRKN. Come join us. Welcome to my medical office on the airways. I've been in medicine over 30 years. There's almost nothing I haven't seen at least once. I want to help you get to the next step. If you've been involved in medicine, you know how user-unfriendly it's getting, the medical maze. There are about 20,000 doctors not yet available in America to serve the needs. We have a big doctor shortage. We're going to have a lot of people getting health insurance. It's going to be tough. I want to help you. I want to help you get through it. Don't get frustrated. I want to help you get to the next step. If you have any symptoms that you don't know what is the cause, 1-888-55-DRKEN, 1-888-553-7536. I'll help you figure out what's going on. If you have a child, a parent, a spouse, a friend, I think just about every one of us has some unanswered question about their body. I'd love to help you get to the next step. 1-888-55-DRKN. And what we'll do along the way, I'll bring you up to date about all the health news. There's thousands of medical journals that hit the libraries each week, and I try to review most of the most important ones and bring you the practical breakthroughs, the ones you can quickly add to your lifestyle so you can improve the quality of your life, maybe even live a little longer in good quality. 1-888-55-DR-KEN. I'm not just a doctor on the radio. I see patients every day. I'm a trained medical scientist. I was in the MD-PhD program at the University of Pennsylvania, medical scientist training program. So I've done clinical research also. I then went to Duke University, where I had the honor of being a medical intern and resident, and then headed west for several years to finish training in cardiology. And I wound up unexpectedly, and that's another story for another show, in a lovely small town, Mount Dora, outside of Orlando. And I've been practicing there now in my 25th, going on almost 26 years in a couple of weeks. 1-888-55-DRKN. I'm a spokesperson for the American Heart Association. And I'd also love to help you get to the next step. So I'm a trained internist, trained cardiologist, and I can take care of just about anything and at least help you get to where you need to be. One of the other things, it's lovely about this show, there's no paperwork, there's no bills, and I'll try to untangle the medical jargon. I try to avoid it as much as I can. You know, they send us to school for years so we can learn a language so no one can understand us. I sometimes don't quite understand the way we're taught, but that's the way it is. So I know when you talk to many of us, it's a challenge, and I would like to help you understand what's going on. 1-888-55-DRKN. I promise I won't embarrass anybody. Even if you want to talk to me about sex, if you're having a problem with a mental illness, I'd be glad to help you. Nothing is off limits here at Good Day Health with Dr. Ken. You know, I've been on the radio since 1993. I've been doing this show with Doug Steffen. Going back to, I guess, June of 07, time just flies, and we are here each week at this time. We're here for you. Let's talk a little bit about the medical news this week before we get to the calls. And just remember, if you don't get in early, you're going to be frustrated. There are lines open now, but if you were here for 2 hours, if you don't get in early, it gets a little dicey about whether you'll have an open line. 1-888-55-DR-KEN. 1-888-55-DR-KEN. Michael and the gang will welcome you. They'll get you ready to talk to me. And it'll be easy. I promise you, I won't embarrass you. So let's go to some of the important breaking news this week. And the FDA was very busy this week. And I think that there's some really neat information, especially for you women or if you guys who have a special woman who suffers from the menopausal symptoms. The FDA approved a drug to treat hot flashes in menopausal women this week. It's called Duavi, D-U-A-V-E-E. The clinical trials also showed some protection against bone loss, but this drug is not a simple drug. It does increase somewhat the risk of blood clots. So if you've ever had a blood clot or if you have a blood clot, women, you would not want to use this drug. So Pfizer is celebrating this week because they did gain FDA approval for this drug, which is designed to treat menopause-related hot flashes and potentially prevent osteoporosis in postmenopausal women who have a uterus. That's very important. This once a day tablet, again, it's called Duavi. It's a conjugated estrogen product, and that's about as much jargon as I want to get into. And when prescribed just for the prevention of osteoporosis in postmenopausal women, it should only be considered for women at significant risk and who where non-estrogen medication is considered first. So this is not really first line for protecting the bones. I think that's an unexpected or just a potential secondary benefit, but it really should be considered for just hot flashes where the usual things just don't work. The cohosh, the soy, you know, in studies, sometimes they work, sometimes they don't. Are they a placebo? Some get benefits. If the supplements work, fine. But this is for those who really suffer. I know I deal with this with my patients. There are people, women, who really suffer with this. And, you know, when mama's not happy, guys, you know about it. So this is good news for everybody. 1-888-55-DRKEN. There's also some very interesting news that we all need to know. And at one point in our life, unfortunately, we're all going to need some surgery. And with the obesity epidemic in America, diabetes is just unbelievably epidemic. And if you have a blood sugar problem, even pre-diabetes, that's where the blood sugar is a little bit over 100, not quite yet over 125. But if you don't wind in your diet and get into an exercise program when the doctor says it's okay, you will end up with diabetes. So those who have a little bit or maybe a lot of blood sugar problems, the news this week out of the Plastic and Reconstructive Surgery Medical Journal is that diabetes patients with high blood sugar levels are at increased risk for surgical wound-related complications after having surgery to close up chronic skin ulcers caused by diabetes. And I think that this result can be broadened to surgery in general, that the wounds just don't heal as well if the blood sugar is not controlled. So obviously, if you need emergency surgery, you may not be able to worry about the blood sugar. But if you have elective surgery, please make sure that you check the blood sugar and get it under control before the elective surgery is performed so you can avoid any serious complications. I'm Dr. Ken Kronhaus, providing you a weekly update of the latest breakthroughs in medicine. 1-888-55-DRKEN. You can reach us 1-888-55-DRKEN. I love when there's good science that shows that lifestyle changes or natural products are as effective as prescription drugs. I'm as traditionally trained as they come, but I'm not allergic to alternative medicine, especially when there's evidence behind it. In fact, the sweet spot for me as a blended physician is where there's good scientific evidence that lifestyle changes or supplements are actually as good or better than foreign chemicals. But often we don't have choices, and we must use pharmacology. We must use drugs because we don't have any better choice. But there's really great news this week from the British Medical Journal. This is the kind of story that I love to bring to you, where we learn that exercise is as good as some medicines in treating heart disease. This is not a dream. I'm not making this up. The British Medical Journal is a well-established, traditional medical journal that doctors, mainstream, traditionally train, read, believe, and consider it the gospel. So this is an amazing breakthrough to hear something like this out of the British Medical Journal. What they discover is that exercise may be just as good as medication to treat heart disease and should be included as a comparison when new drugs are being developed and tested. Wow, that comes right out of the British Medical Journal, and that is truly an amazing statement that 20, 30 years ago we would have never imagined they would have stated. related. There was no statistically detectable differences between exercise and drugs for patients with coronary heart disease or this pre-diabetes that we just mentioned, which is when a person shows symptoms that may develop into full-blown diabetes. And for patients recovering from stroke, this is amazing. The review, which analyzed the results of a whopping 305 studies covering almost 340,000 participants, so this was not a tiny study, found that exercise for strokes was actually more effective than drug treatment. So the take-home message from this is, if the doctor recommends medication, don't say, oh, Dr. Ken says I don't need it. Oh, Dr. Ken says that exercise is better. No, you need to take the full approach. Just ask your doctors when they're prescribing medication, what's the role of exercise? And remember, if you haven't been in an exercise program before, you need to talk to the doctor before you start an exercise program, because you know, I just can't afford to lose a single listener. So exercise is wonderful, but just talk to the doctor before you get involved. Next, can a daily walk cut breast cancer risk? On Good Day Health with Dr. Ken.
Hey, it's Guy Fieri. And before the game, it's all about the tailgating. Burgers, sausage and peppers, onions, hot wings, you name it. But come game time, if you got yourself a whole bunch of heartburn, roll out the Rolaids.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. Rolaids gets you back in the action fast. Its dual-active formula neutralizes more acid than Tums. For indigestion and heartburn, get rapid relief with Rolaids.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S? Now that's how you spell relief.
Use as directed. Acid neutralization may not correlate with symptom relief.
Okay, so you've tried to whiten your teeth before and you know how long it can take and how annoying that sensitivity feeling is afterwards. Or maybe you have caps or crowns or veneers and it just wasn't working on those. That's why I recommend clinically proven power swabs. It's the only teeth whitening system that can get your teeth whiter and brighter in just 5 minutes. That's right, 5 minutes. I'm talking on average 2 shades in 5 minutes and 6 shades in 7 days. Power swabs, it uses naturally derived ingredients that are gentle and safe, so the teeth won't feel sensitive afterwards. And if you have caps, crowns, or veneers, power swabs can get rid of stains on them too. Just call now to try it risk-free. You want to dial 1-800-867-4089. That's 1-800-867-4089. Call and get free shipping or your entire order on the entire order. That's 1-800-867-4089. 1-888-55 Dr. Ken, the lines are lighting up, the calls are getting in line, we're going to get to them, we've got 2 hours, I want to help you get to the next step. Again, you want to ask me anything about yourself, your friends, your spouse, the kids, your parents, your grandparents, I'd love to take any of your questions. There's no dumb question, I'm sure that most people are wondering about the same thing you are, and we'll give you evidence-based answers to all of your healthcare questions. I'll share with you over 30 years in medical practice. If you're wondering about what's going on the front pages of the newspaper or on the internet news sites about healthcare, if you want to share with me your opinion, I'd love to hear your opinion. What do you think about what's going on with healthcare in America right now? Where are we headed? Is it going to get better? Is it going to get worse? I'd love to hear your opinion. 1-888-55-DRKEN. And next we're going to talk about, actually, can a daily walk cut your breast cancer risk? We'll talk to you more about what the FDA has done this week. There are more new drugs. There's some more medical breakthroughs. I'll talk to you about some news regarding your kids. And again, we'll continue to take all of your calls from head to toe. I practice in Lake Cardiology in Mount Dora. If you'd like to reach us, it's 1-800-LAKE-CARDIO. Next on Good Day Health with Dr. Ken, how breast cancer can be helped by exercise.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable, survival survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The fall season is here. Falling downstairs, bad. Fallback pricing, good. Don't fall down the stairs. Go to freezedryguy.com. Vote for special fallback pricing on delicious freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods. Vote early. Vote often. Through October 10th. Tell us which product to put on sale. Then, beginning October 11th, Fallback Friday, the price of the product with the most votes will be on sale with special fallback pricing. Missing out on a sale on emergency preparedness food, camping food, or backpacking food? Bad. Storing delicious freeze-dried entrees, fruits, vegetables, and desserts? Good. Go to freezedryguy.com. Vote now through October 10th for fallback pricing. Voting for politicians who expose themselves? Bad. Voting for fallback pricing at freezedryguy.com? Good. Go to freezedryguy.com.
Service, sharing with you over 30 years of experience in medicine, taking care of patients. 1-888-55 Dr. Ken, as predicted, the lines are filling up, so let's get right to work. Let's kick off the festivities in Dodgeville, New York, and welcome Andrew. Andrew, welcome to Good Day Health with Dr. Ken. Come on in on my medical office on the radio.
Thank you.
Hi, Andrew. Speak up just a little bit so we can all hear
okay,
you.
Okay, yes, I'm here.
Thank you. How can we help?
Okay, I'm 61 years old. I was diagnosed with atrial fibrillation in March of this year and was put on a beta blocker.
Okay.
And just this week I had a mini stroke.
Oh, bless your heart.
I don't have any deficit.
Okay.
I don't have any deficit from it, but I have two questions. I actually had hiked 14 miles a couple days before this happened. Could that throw you, and I was in AFib the day after, could that kind of vigorous exercise be bad for me now? Well, and then also, what blood thinner should I be put on?
Great, great questions, Andrew. Let's talk about atrial fibrillation, because as our American population gets older, and it is, this is going to become a bigger and bigger issue. There's already over 2 million Americans who have atrial fibrillation, and this is an issue of aging. It's the most common abnormality of the electrical system. The heart has this electrical system. It has a spark at the top of the heart, and then it has wiring that allows that electrical impulse to be conducted from top to bottom. So there's a nice orderly contraction and relaxation of the top and the bottom of the heart so that blood is nice and smoothly pumped through it. And for reasons that we understand, for reasons that we don't understand, the top of the heart can start beating rapidly like a bag of worms. We call it atrial fibrillation. It can be due to a lot of issues, high thyroid, coronary disease, lung disease, valvular heart disease, and it can be due to the unknown. It just happens, and we don't quite understand why it happens.
Right,
and
that's the case for me.
Okay, we call that lone atrial fibrillation. I don't like jargon around here, but that's about all I'll use. And the biggest concern of atrial fibrillation is, since that top of the heart is beating so irregularly, chaotic, literally like a bag of worms, that clots can form in the upper chamber of the left side of the heart and then be propelled into your brain, into the circulation of the brain, and block up the flow of blood and cause a stroke. And that's what it sounds like. Unfortunately, it happened to you, Andrew.
Yeah.
Were you in atrial fibrillation chronically, or did you just go into atrial fibrillation and that's when the stroke occurred?
I would go in and out, and
okay.
maybe
stop right there, Andrew,
hours.
Because that is probably the highest risk of getting a clot for people who are go in and out. And that chaotic beating, from regular beating to abnormal beating to regular beating, is probably the highest risky time that a stroke can occur. We have in medicine a way that we assess you for your risk of needing blood thinner. I would imagine, do you have high blood pressure?
No, I do not.
Diabetes?
No.
You've never had heart failure?
No.
Well, I can understand.
Yeah,
I'm sorry?
I only had the one thing happen was the AFib. I'm not overweight.
Well, Well, I can understand then why your doctors didn't have you on blood thinner, because you fell through the cracks. You're what we call a treatment failure. You didn't have enough risk beforehand to think that you needed blood thinner. I hope they had you on adult aspirin. Were you on adult aspirin before
no,
this?
No, I was not.
Did your doctor recommend that?
We discussed it, and he didn't think it was that effective for AFib.
Okay. Well, you should have been on adult aspirin at least, and that's what, in my humble opinion. And now you definitely need to be on either Coumadin or one of these newer drugs. Pradaxa was the first of the group. Now there are three of them that can be used to thin the blood without having to check your blood INR level, because there's only one dose based on your kidney function. And that gets a little beyond the scope of the show, but you definitely do need to be on a more aggressive blood thinner than aspirin, because you've now already
had a stroke. Done that part.
What are you on?
Xarelto.
Oh, so that's a very good choice. And just watch, you know, just use it cautiously under the guidance of a doctor who's experienced with that. That's a substitute for Coumadin or Warfarin. It's similar to Pradaxa, which was the first of this group. And the good news is that you don't need to check any blood level INR to make sure you're at the right dose.
Okay.
Just
what about vigorous exercise?
Well, have you had your coronaries checked with either a stress test or a CT angiogram?
Yeah.
And
yes,
there's no coronary disease? No coronary disease.
Right.
And they checked your thyroid. They did an echocardiogram. All this came back fine?
Yes.
Then what I would do is what I call symptom-limited activity. Train, don't strain at your age. Just do what feels good. If you get to the point where you have any symptoms, you probably have gone twice as far as you should have gone, Andrew, okay? Okay, and just watch the caffeine, avoid fatigue, avoid stress, just watch your blood pressure, your cholesterol, your blood sugar, and I think you'll do okay. If you have any problems, just feel free to call me back. Andrew in Dodgeville, New York, thanks for calling. Good day, health.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained a leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283. An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriot e-liquid by LeSig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriot e-liquid by LeSig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriot e-liquid by LeSig a long time ago. LeSig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeSig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LeSig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Cronhouse, providing you a weekly update of all the breaking medical news, the practical breakthroughs that you can quickly add to your lifestyle, improve the quality of your life. And along the way, I'm taking your calls live, 1-888-55-DRKEN, 1-888-55-DRKEN, toll-free from anywhere in America. It's free. There's no paperwork. There's no bills. So let's get back to Mississippi, head to Seminary, Mississippi, and welcome to Linda to Good Day Health with Dr. Ken. Hi, Linda.
Hi.
Welcome.
Can you hear me good?
Absolutely. A little louder.
My name is Linda, and I'm having pain in my upper abdomen and going through to my back, and I don't always have nausea with it, but sometimes I do, but I throw up this foul-tasting stuff.
Okay. Linda, let me just ask you a few questions, okay? And I don't mean to get too clinical, but I need to get an idea, a roadmap of your abdomen and understand exactly where you're feeling this. You know, if you think about the umbilicus, the belly button is the middle of the abdomen. It sounds to me like this is above the umbilicus, the belly button, right?
It is. It's just below the breastbone there.
Okay. And is it in the
radiates through to my back.
Okay. Is it in the center or is it on the left or the right?
Well, it's in the center, but I have pain to the right also.
Okay, so you have a little bit of pain to the right also. So I'm thinking about your pancreas, and I'm thinking about your gallbladder.
Mm-hmm.
And do you like adult beverages a little too much?
Oh, no.
So you're not
I drink a glass of wine once in a while.
Okay. Have you ever had your gallbladder out?
No, sir.
Is your height a little short for your weight?
Well, I'm 5'1 and 130.
Okay, well, that's a little bit. Because you're certainly in the area of where I would be concerned about the gallbladder. When you eat a fatty meal, do you especially feel it worse?
Yes.
Okay. I think yesterday you need an ultrasound of your abdomen because I'm concerned that you may have some gallstones and, you know, it may be interfering also with your pancreatic function. You have a good family doctor or internist?
Well, yes, sir, I do.
About how long has this been going on for?
Well, it goes away, but then it comes back. It's been going on for a while.
How long's a while?
Probably about 6-8 months.
Okay. And so you're not in any real severe acute distress. This has just been a persistent...
No, okay. No it's like it's chronic.
Okay, so we're not sending you to the emergency room today, but I want you Monday to call and make an appointment with your primary care doctor because it sounds to me like you need to get to see a good general surgeon. You may need some help there. I'm concerned about your gallbladder. Okay, Linda?
Okay.
If they evaluate you, they'll do an ultrasound initially of your abdomen, and they may also do a CAT scan or a nuclear medicine study called a HIDA scan just to see how well it's flowing. Remember, the gallbladder stores bile, which is used to digest fatty materials, and the gallbladder, if it has stones in it, it can't get that bile out of it when you eat a fatty meal. I would stay away from any sorts of fatty meals, any sorts of fatty foods, almonds, anything that has fat in it, just avoid it, because if you don't, it's going to be an enormously unpleasant stress test for you, okay?
Okay. Thank you,
Linda,
very much.
If you don't get the answers through my suggestions, call back. Best of luck. Linda, thanks for calling Good Day Health with Dr. Ken. Next, why don't we head out to head a little bit further north to Appleton, Wisconsin, and welcome Greg. Greg, come on into my medical office on the radio, and welcome to Good Day Health with Dr. Ken.
Yeah, good morning, Dr. Ken.
Hi, Greg.
Hello.
Hi. Hi, Greg.
Hi, how are you doing?
Good. How can I help you?
Well, for the last 3 years now, I've had chronic mucus buildup in the back of my throat.
That is no fun.
No.
And it's a mystery to why this is happening?
Yes. Originally, what happened was, I should give you a little background. About 4 years ago, I quit smoking. I had smoked since I was a teenager, and I'm 59 now.
Okay.
And about a year after I quit smoking, this started occurring. So I went to a ear, nose, and throat specialist, and he thought it was acid reflux. So I took acid reflux medication for over 6 months, and it didn't get any better. So then they said, it must be allergies. So then they gave me the full battery of allergy tests, and that showed no allergies. So then they said it must be something with my sinuses. So they did a CT or CAT scan of my sinuses, and that showed was negative.
So, Greg, it sounds to me like you have a thoughtful ear, nose, and throat doctor, because it sounds to me like you probably, your diagnosis is what, chronic sinusitis, I would guess?
No, now they're saying it's COPD.
Well, but the COPD is the cause of the secretion, so the secretions are actually coming from the lower respiratory tract.
Well, that's the problem. I think it's coming from upstairs, and they think it's coming from downstairs.
Okay, well, you think it's chronic sinusitis, and the ear, nose, and throat doctor thinks it's a respiratory problem.
That's right.
Okay, so you need to get some more opinions in here, because the first thing you need is a diagnosis. Chronic sinusitis can be caused by the issues that your ear, nose, and throat doctors were talking about. It can be caused by GE reflux disease, allergic reactions, even a deviated nasal septum, which I think they looked for. And I hope they excluded the possibility of a nasal polyp. I would think the ear, nose, and throat doctor looked and made sure that that wasn't present, I hope.
Yes, they've excluded all that.
You've never had any trauma to your face, any fractured or broken facial bones, anything like that? Okay,
no.
Good. And I would imagine that just for completion, you don't have AIDS or anything like that?
No, I do not.
No immune system issues or anything like that?
No, I'm perfectly healthy other than that problem.
Excellent, excellent, excellent. Because respiratory tract infections definitely can do this. They've excluded allergies such as hay fever. But the missing item, the one item here that needs to be excluded, if in fact they were accurate, is infections from the respiratory tract, because that can also lead to chronic sinusitis, which is what you're describing to me. So what I would recommend doing next is seeing a pulmonologist, a lung specialist.
Yes, I have seen one.
And did the pulmonologist agree with the ear, nose, and throat doctor? Am I the referee here?
No, she said that she was the one who diagnosed it as being COPD.
Okay, good. So getting the diagnosis is the biggest part of the battle. And so they diagnose the cause as COPD. So game on. Let's get the COPD taken care of well. So is the pulmonologist doing it?
No, she gave up on me.
And why is that?
Well, she put me on Advair, and I was on Advair for about almost a year, and it didn't improve.
Okay. I'm a little surprised. These are what most of us specialists live for the helping the difficult patient. It's easy to help the simple patient, but this is what specialists live for, to help someone like yourself who is just a complicated situation who needs some help. You need another pulmonologist, okay?
Okay.
And
because
nobody
she threw
should
up her hands finally and just said, well, I can send you to Mayo Clinic.
Well, then that, I think that might not be a bad idea. And I'm sure, if the folks, the specialists at Mayo live for someone like yourself to help out and get
the
job.
Yeah, but I'm unemployed, so I don't have the money to go to Mayo Clinic.
Well, then would you be able to go see another pulmonologist nearby?
Sure.
I would find, you sound like a bright guy, and I'm sure with a little detective work, you could find, among the most experienced, knowledgeable, brightest, cleverest pulmonologist nearby to you. And I don't know how far you are from the University of Wisconsin.
Well, I'm not that far. I'm about an hour away from Madison.
I mean, that's another option, calling up their pulmonary department, asking for who really specializes in COPD. Any good pulmonologist knows COPD like the back of their hand. But, that's another option if Mayo is out, is just to go to Madison.
Okay, I'll try that.
Greg, if that doesn't work out for you, give me a call. But it sounds to me, my impression is that it's just your COPD from smoking is not adequately treated, or the first ENT doctor didn't get the diagnosis right, may have missed something. So, my first step would be to get another pulmonary opinion and try to get the COPD taken care of, because after all of that nicotine experience you have, I'm sure you do have some COPD. Get the lungs checked. Make sure that there's no lung cancer. You may want to talk to the lung doctor about the new study showing that serial low radiation CAT scanning each year can save your life and detect cancer in the lungs early. This is breaking medical news. We talked about it a few weeks ago in the medical journals. Talk to the lung doctors about that for you. Get the COPD under optimal control. And if you're still not adequately treated, then it's time to get a second opinion from another ear, nose, and throat doctor. Greg in Appleton, Wisconsin, it's been a pleasure. Thanks so much for calling Good Day Health with Dr. Ken. 1-888-55-DRKEN. And next we're going to talk about how exercising may actually lower the risk of getting breast cancer out of the medical journals this week. Next on Good Day Health with Dr. Ken.
And the award goes to America's Best Value Inn. For the second year in a row, America's Best Value Inn has been named the Economy Hotel Brand of the Year based on the Harris Poll Equitrend study. And now you can be a winner, too. Join our free value club for a 15% discount, room upgrade, late checkout when available, and other instant rewards at our 1,000 hotels in North America. Visit americasbestvalueinn.com for details and reservations.
Hey, it's Guy Fieri, and before the game, it's all about the tailgating. Burgers, sausage and peppers, onions, hot wings, you name it. But come game time, if you got yourself a whole bunch of heartburn, roll out the Rolaids.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. Rolaids gets you back in the action fast. Its dual-active formula neutralizes more acid than Tums. For indigestion and heartburn, get rapid relief with Rolaids.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S? Now that's how you spell relief.
Use as directed. Acid neutralization may not correlate with symptom relief.
This is your Daily High, and I'm Andy Greenberg. I got to tell you something today. I'm afraid. Now, how many of us are afraid of something? It could be an animal. It could be a person. It could be an event. It could be the future. But have we ever asked ourselves, what does the word afraid really mean? Well, according to the dictionary, it is having a dislike for something. And I got to tell you, the dictionary actually had afraid of hard work, believe it or not. And afraid also means filled with concern or regret over an unwanted situation. I'm afraid I won't be able to go. But you know what? I have a different meaning for the word afraid. That means you don't have control. And because you do not have control, you're afraid of the outcome. One way to get rid of the word afraid, the emotion and the feeling that goes along with it, is to say to yourself, I'm in control. There's nothing to be afraid of. I know what I'm doing. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your daily high.
Dr. Ken Kroenhaus, it's a pleasure and an honor to be taking your calls and providing you a weekly update of the medical breakthroughs that I read about in the medical journals each week that are on your doctor's desk each week, piled high. And let's go west. Go west, young man, to Irvine, California, and welcome John to Good Day Health with Dr. Ken. Hi, John.
Hi, doctor. Yesterday morning when I woke up after I'd been up few minutes and got dressed, I realized that I was lightheaded and slightly dizzy and somewhat weak, and a little bit of nausea, you know, very mild. All the symptoms were very mild, so it didn't stop me. I went to the store, and, I felt the same way. I noticed when I looked up towards, elevation, I felt the dizziness a little bit more, the lightheadedness. Anyway, It lasted most of the day, and basically the entire day, very mild, but, it bothered me because I felt weak and just not right.
Has it gone away, John?
Well, I woke up this morning, and that's pretty early, so I haven't had, I haven't really noticed it. No, I would say it's better, a lot better. It's not gone away yet.
Give me a second. This is a very common issue that unfortunately has many, many possibilities. So let's see if we can dissect it a little bit and figure out what's going on. First, some big picture questions. When you get your lightheadedness and dizziness, does the room actually spin around you, or do you just feel lightheaded?
Just lightheaded. When I raise my head up and look upward, it almost begins to I feel like it's increasing, but no, it's I'm able to drive, I'm able to
John
do
give me a second, because John, we've got the clock breathing down my back, so I just need some quick yes or no's. I'm sorry, just help me out. So the walls are not spinning around?
No.
Okay, so this is not vertigo. So this is so-called non-vertiginous dizziness. So let's talk about the things that can do that. Are you on any medication?
No.
So you haven't recently been started on anything?
No.
Okay. Have you been having diarrhea, nausea, vomiting, where you could be dehydrated?
No.
Have you ever had any heart issues?
No.
Do you have risk factors for heart disease, high blood pressure, cholesterol, diabetes, smoker, family history, obesity,
no.
Inactivity?
Nope.
So none of those risk factors for heart issues?
Nope.
When was the last time you had your blood work checked to make sure you're not anemic, low red count, not your potassium is not low, your thyroid is not low?
I have had some problems with anemia, some mild anemia.
Because this definitely could be worsening anemia symptom. And
yeah.
Do you run a low blood pressure? Do you run a low heart rate?
No.
Okay. Well, it sounds to me, when was the last time you went to the doctor, your primary care doctor?
It's been about a year.
My name name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally, I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video dash cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video dash cam.
Dr. Ken, welcoming your calls at 1-888-55-DRKEN. Let's go to Wisconsin and welcome Lori. Lori, welcome to Good Day Health with Dr. Ken.
Thank you for taking my call, Dr. Ken.
Hi.
Hi. My husband was recently diagnosed with Parsonage-Turner syndrome.
Oh, boy, you really did hear me that I've seen everything. This is quite rare.
Yes, that's what they told him.
Oh, my
gosh.
But
through the MRI, they discovered a nodule on his thyroid, and he has thyroid cancer.
Oh, bless
his heart. Could the two be related?
Oh, yeah. This just sounds like a lot of bad luck. The Parsonage-Turner syndrome has, in fact, been diagnosed, because often that's very hard to diagnose, and they've made a lot of progress. This is a problem with the nerves under the shoulder,
right.
So-called brachial plexus neuropathy. And we don't understand what causes this, and it has... some rare symptoms of from inflammation of these nerves, and it can be very, very painful. I've seen a couple of cases of this. The good news is that usually this is self-limiting, and with symptomatic care gets better on its own. How is he doing?
The thing that it affected is his left hand, where he has no strength.
And usually we treat this with a lot of non-specific things. We use pain management, opiates, non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, even acupuncture and the TENS machines, transcutaneous electrical nerve stimulation, works for some people. Sometimes you have to give oral prednisone to limit the inflammatory response. A good physical therapist who is familiar with this problem, and it's hard to find that combination because this is not a very common problem, but a good experienced physical therapist who's been around a while and has worked here could be very, very helpful. Has he had all of these areas of help so far?
Yes.
And
the therapist, now that he was diagnosed with the thyroid cancer, they don't want to work on him till after the thyroid issue is done with.
So has he had a biopsy of his thyroid?
Yes.
And are they planning surgery?
Yes, but okay. We can't get into the surgeon.
And so he must have an endocrinologist. And did he have a scan of his thyroid also?
I don't know.
A nuclear scan of his thyroid?
That doesn't sound familiar,
right.
No.
All right. And what does the endocrinologist think? I'm a little challenged to connect the dots here. Usually, you don't have to look for many diagnoses. There's one unifying diagnosis with people. But I'm challenged a little to connect the dots here. I think, did the endocrinologist think that these two were related? I don't see it.
No, they didn't. I just wondered it.
I don't see it. I think this is just incredible bad luck. You sound like a great wife, and with a great wife, he's going to get through this.
Thank you.
Let me know how he's doing after the surgery, and let me know, do you know what kind of thyroid cancer it is?
Oh, yes, I have the paper in the other room.
All right. Lori, after the surgery, and let me know how he's doing, and let me know if there's anything we can do. But just be as, it sounds like you're already doing everything you possibly can. And just make sure that you have a surgeon who's very familiar with this area, because you don't want to be the first case.
Okay. Thank you.
Best of luck, Lori. And take care of yourself. A daily walk, can it cut the risk of breast cancer? This is out of Cancer Epidemiology, Biomarkers, and Prevention. This week, older women who walk every day may reduce their risk of developing breast cancer, and those who exercise vigorously may get even more protection. The really good news is you don't have to go out and run a marathon to lower your breast cancer risk. So why does exercise appear to lower breast cancer risk? The mechanism most likely is hormonal. Breast cancer risk is affected by lifetime exposure to estrogen, with more exposure increasing risk. Older physically active women have lower levels of estrogen than their sedentary peers. Besides exercising, women who want to reduce their breast cancer risk, they should maintain a healthy body weight, and if they drink, they should limit alcohol beverages to, you ready, no more than one daily. That's no more than one serving. Thanks so much for being with us. I hope you'll be with us for the next hour. 1-888-55 Dr. Ken. It was a pleasure taking your calls. Next on Good Day Health with Dr. Ken.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124 or on the web at drortman.com.